Maryland's News Now.
On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
We've had two more homicides in West Baltimore. A man and a woman were shot and killed today around noon. There has been a rash of shootings, a spike in homicides, and general frustration on the part of many. It is a crisis that few people have perspective on, like the former Baltimore City Police Commissioner, Fred Bielfeld. Bielfeld called us today all the way from Spain, where he's vacationing. But he keeps up on the police news, and we talked about the recent violence. And specifically, I asked him about the strategy of blocking off a city block that has been particularly plagued by shootings.
We did some of this. In fact, Deputy Commissioner Skinner was an architect of a model of geocentric kind of policing where we controlled certain neighborhoods and had a very heavily saturated deployment. Again, I don't know enough about specifically what they're doing right now as it relates to that, but those things are heavy lifting. They're manpower intensive. And the thing that I always worried about when you do those kinds of geographic based policing strategies is that you have to plug the right cops into those jobs, because you can't man the ground with scarecrows. They don't scare people away. Cops just standing there are not going to scare people away. And Bill Bratton was a fan of saying this. It's what cops do that counts. Cops count. Sheer number of cops count. But it's what cops do that counts more. And so what are the cops doing on the ground there? Are they just standing there at barricades and closing down streets? Or are they engaging the community and identifying violent criminals and dealing swiftly with violent criminals?
Well, I'm wondering if you close down the street, do the bad guys, as you put it, just move to another block?
Well, you know, that displacement is always a concern. But again, look, John Skinner, Dean Palmier, and Commissioner Batts, they're the three guys at the head of this thing. And they know how to use the CompStat process and the intelligence gathering process to try to figure out whether crime is being displaced, or use local intelligence to see if there's a shift in some kind of gang activity or whatever. And then you have to factor that in. So I just don't think that John Skinner has amnesia. I don't think that Tony Batts has forgotten all he knew about crime fighting. And same with some of these other guys and women. There are a couple young women that are moving their way along that command structure that are going to be sensational for the police department. I'm always hesitant to name names.
Well, I'm sure some of the names are on this list. Major Sabrina Tapp Harper, would that be one?
Well, I will say Mary Beth. The women that the
Melissa Hyatt, Lieutenant Colonel.
They're five-star players. They really are five-star players. And I think that, to no detriment of the others, those two ladies are the real deal and get the job done.
Our conversation with former Baltimore City Police Commissioner Fred Bielfeld continues tomorrow on Maryland's News Now in the 5 o'clock hour. We ask Bielfeld what's one piece of advice he'd give Commissioner Batts today.